Legend about an assault of a quadrangular fortress by the Swedish troops in 1496. Curtain wall, gunpowder warehouse. The small size of the initial quadrangular fortress became its weak spot. It did not permit the keeping of large numbers of troops in Ivangorod with adequate food and weapon supplies. Besides, the fortress walls didn't reach the water, which allowed for the possibility of attacks from Narva. The Swedes made use of all these disadvantages of Ivangorod in 1496. A Swedish army of 2,000 soldiers armed with fire weapons and headed by Svante Sture arrived at Ivangorod with 70 light vessels. The assault lasted for over 7 hours and the fortress surrendered. The Russian commanders with their troops were not far from Ivangorod, but they did not come to help the fortress garrison. Svante Sture, the commander of the landing troops, made a suggestion to the Livonian Order to buy the fortress. But the master of the order thought that this was a dangerous idea and turned it down. According to the Swedish chronicles, among the spoils there were 300 prisoners and chests filled with silver, skins, wax and gold, which had definitely belonged to merchants. However, the Swedes did not manage to hold their position in Ivangorod. When they found out that the Russian army was heading towards Ivangorod, they fled. They loaded even the iron doors and gate hooks on the ships. When the Russians arrived at what remained of the walled city, they started its reconstruction. This event made Ivan III build a large boyar city under the protection of the army within a very short period of time. The large boyar city was 8 times the size of the citadel. At the same time, the walls and tower of the initial fortress were fortified and heightened. The wall of the boyar city, which included the wall and the towers of the ancient quadrangular fortress, was heightened several times. In result, its height grew to 22 meters and it turned into a peculiar curtain wall that concealed the territory of the large boyar city from being watched from the tall Herman Tower of Narva Castle. The tower was also heightened. While it was not possible to see what was happening in the large boyar city from the tall Herman Tower, it was indeed possible to observe what was going on in the city of Rugodiv. As Afanzi, the Archbishop of Klomogi, put it, from the curtain wall, the large boyar city. Rugodiv was the name the Russians used for Narva. The expanded and fortified Ivangorod rejected a Livonian attack in 1502 successfully. However, this attack was not the last one. 100 years later, the Swedes became the main enemies of Ivangorod Fortress again. In the beginning of the 17th century, during the period of the time of troubles in Russia, the Swedish king pressed its troops into Ivangorod and entered the fortress. According to the chronicles, it happened because there was no bread left in Ivangorod and people were eating leather. The Swedish king, Gustav Adolf, was well aware of the right of Russian people to the territory invaded by the Swedes. But while Narva was the lock of the gates to the Baltics, Ivangorod was the key to the lock. The king was afraid to give this key back to Russia, and this is why he insisted on keeping the Ivangorod fortress for the Swedes. Otherwise, Ivangorod had to be razed to the ground. The Swedish rule in the Russian fortress lasted for almost 90 years. During that time, the gunpowder warehouse was built in the quadrangular fortress, which was also called the small gunpowder warehouse. It was built on the ruins of the walls of the citadel. During World War II, when Ivangorod was conquered by German troops, there was a prison in the gunpowder warehouse. In 1944, the building was destroyed.